Bloop.
I was slow as heck. Sorry, guys.
Uh-oh.
I was on time. I just felt like my countdown was unnaturally slow.
Time distortion.
Is that picture in the Discord a clue as to who Samurai voted for
I believe
the new
character?
No. Well, no, I said that that I was not going to vote for him because I think he should be a 5-star, and this voting is for a 4-star.
Oh, okay.
So I did not pick him.
And I couldn't remember who it was, and then they tried to explain it to me, and I still have no idea.
Oh, he's an X-Man villain.
Yeah.
His name's Sebastian Shaw.
Yeah. I tried to explain he was played
he's
by Kevin
Bacon.
He's also
the Black King sometimes.
In the movie, and that didn't help Ray. And
yeah, I didn't remember Kevin Bacon being in that movie.
Mm.
And then Samurai was like, well, you were probably distracted by Emma Frost, and I didn't remember Emma Frost from that movie. So apparently
That's
I
fair.
Just need to go back and watch it again, because
that one's good.
Yeah, it was, that was A-OK.
I thought I enjoyed it, but apparently then I struck it from my memory. Hey, I got to open the channel.
Yeah, you can just strike the Dark Phoenix one of your memory outside of that sweet Dazzler 10 seconds.
Actually, I remember a decent amount of that one, and it's not good.
Oh, yeah, that movie's not good.
Fofobos for the win.
Wow.
Oh, you've already opened the channel.
I said I was going to.
Yeah,
all right. So, Ian, are you doing Universal when you go on this cruise? Is that one of your stops?
Negative.
Oh,
it
okay.
Could be, but I've decided to rule it out. Their offering was too impossible to enjoy.
Too time-constrained?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it'll take me, you know... We're docked for 6 hours.
Oh,
so
you
now
can't get
I'm
anything
spending,
done.
Yeah. Now I'm spending 30 minutes to get there, maybe 5 hours to enjoy the park, and then 30 minutes to get back. Maybe. That's a terrible plan.
Yeah, you won't get anything done.
No. No, we'll just have to make a trip there someday.
Okay. They're building a new park.
A fourth?
Yes.
Wow.
And it's going to have another Harry Potter section.
Oh, come on.
They're having the Ministry of Magic as a place you can go to. It's also got, like, Nintendo World's going to be there, so it's going to be, like, a Mario thing and a...
Oh, you want me back.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I want to kind of go to Nintendo World and then go to the Ministry of Magic. That sounds like something I would do.
Hey, so, do you want to hit up that place in Aliquippa for our birthday or what?
Well, I need to talk to you about dinner if we were going to go to Cleveland and Canton or not.
Oh, right. We had loosely talked about that for our birthday.
Hit the Hall of Fame, the Mabels, and then the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Two different Halls of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hall of Fame
Double
weekend.
Sports Hall of Fame and then a Mabel's in the middle. Yeah, that beef cheek is calling my name.
God,
I still
man,
haven't
was...
finished it. It's just so heavy.
Yeah, but it just like melts on the tongue.
It does. It was so good. So good.
It was good.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that more. I feel like you're coming down next weekend. Does that sound accurate? Did you hear anything about that?
That's what I've been told.
Okay.
I will have to see what time I get home on Sunday to see what time I can make it to your house.
Okay. If it doesn't work out, let me know.
Well, I don't know.
Kelly is already making plans for you. I keep telling her that you are the pits, and she keeps telling me that you are delightful. She's like, well, why don't I just make a bunch of plain wings, and then everybody can choose their own dipping sauce. That way Craig can just, and I was like, that way Craig can just those wings right up his bottom hole.
I only need enough for me. You get, and then you sauce up whatever you want. You order whatever you like.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. So depending on how work works out or travel
works out. No, I'm going to the Saturday. I'll be at the outdoorsman show thing in Harrisburg with my brother-in-law.
Didn't you just do that?
Yeah, last February, yeah.
Was that last year already?
Yeah.
Didn't one of your brother-in-laws win a gun?
He did.
That sounds familiar. Isn't that the farm show?
It's at that complex, yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's the outdoorsman show at the farm show complex.
Correct.
Understood.
So, you know, I'll try and win a gun and fail again this year because I don't ever win nothing.
Ray, are you and Karen coming down, I presume?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm really excited
But
about
we'll
that.
Be we'll be staying over in Harrisburg Saturday night.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm assuming we're going to leave, you know, by 11
yeah.
at the latest on Sunday.
Sure.
Get home here.
We'll get kicked out of the hotel at kickout time. So.
Right. Now, from what I understand, her brother is then taking her mother with him back to Ohio. So I don't know if Erica has already planned this out with him as to what time he is leaving our house with her mother. So then we can drive to your house. That
okay.
I don't know any details on yet.
That's fine.
Games
we'll
at
have...
6, 7?
6 sounds accurate, but I haven't looked into it yet. We'll have a couple TVs set up and food and seating for you guys. So if you kind of come, that's great. If you get stuck or waylaid, that's okay too.
Man, I got to root for the Chiefs too. That just bums me out.
Oh no. Why does that bum you out and why do you have to root for the Chiefs?
Well, I don't want the 49ers to have another Super Bowl. That would give them too many.
Hmm. I understand.
Right? So the Chiefs have less. So I have to root for the team which has less Super Bowl victories, even though I don't want to.
I understand. I hear where you're coming from. I've already pieced it together.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that.
So, you know, what are you going to do?
I don't root for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I was really rooting for the Lions.
Hey, they looked real good at
the beginning, and then they crapped the bed something fierce.
It did fall apart.
Very sad. All right, you ready?
I am relatively ready. I keep forgetting what this show is about and what I should be doing right now, but...
I can tell you more about my vacation if you like. I took my Tron figure and my Tron backpack and Tron speaker and stuff to work today to show people.
Nice.
That was fun.
Nice. What phrases did you pick for your figure besides end of line?
Yeah, obviously end of line. What is it, like invalid users detected or something like that?
Something like that.
I'll see you on the grid, I think.
Yeah.
Boy, I can't remember what all my options were. I was sad that the greetings programs was not a choice.
No, it was like greetings users.
It was greetings users, so I picked that one anyway. But
yeah, I did too.
And I really wanted to say greetings programs, but then they told me flat out that if I said anything else than the allowed words, that they would just delete it. So I was like, oh. So there was a couple more. Did you get, six?
Oh, I don't know. I only remember four. Could have been six. There were lots of choices.
Yeah.
What type of trooper are you? Are you a trooper or a warrior or a scout?
Oh, dude, I don't know what the different head shapes are and stuff.
Come on, dude.
They memorized.
Do you
it
know
that
how
much.
Rare it is for me to ask details about someone else's story? And I finally did it, and you crapped it up.
Did you buy? You didn't buy any of those chips to put in your stuff, right? To override it to be characters to the movie.
What?
There were,
what are you talking about, Willis?
There are little identity chips they were selling there. You could either put it into the Tron figure or into the speaker, and then it would change your Tron figure from being you to being one of the actors from the movies and use their voice.
Oh.
And their color. No. So if their character, you know, had the yellow tint, it would switch into the yellow tint.
Oh, definitely did not do that.
And then when you would pull the chip back out, it would revert back to your pre-programmed.
Mm.
But I didn't buy any of those. I was just curious if you'd bought any of those.
Absolutely not. That does not appeal to me in any way.
Yeah.
Did you stop by the cantina when you were in Hollywood Studios?
I mean, we went through a bar thing, but
this one you have to have reservations for.
Oh, then no.
Okay.
Is this the one where the stormtroopers show up and the servers give me some token thing that?
No and no.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't really happen at all.
Okay.
Those are just advertisements for the park.
Okay.
This is set up. It's very Mos Eisley's-esque. I mean, obviously the interior is, you know, immaculate. It looks fantastic, but it is packed. No, the only thing interesting about it was, one of the drinks has a little, some kind of foam on top that partially paralyzes your mouth.
Oh, nice.
So, that was a little bit different. I think it was called a fuzzy tauntaun or something similar.
That, they smell bad on the outside.
On the inside, But so that place was okay. I didn't know if, I'm trying to think where else did I want to go that I didn't get to go. Oh, there was another restaurant in Hollywood Studios where you get to sit in a 50s-style classic car and watch old sci-fi films while they serve you.
Yeah, the sci-fi diner, yeah.
Yeah, yeah? Did you eat there?
No, we looked at the menu, and it's me, right? So I'm like, I've met you. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I forgot you were you briefly.
We looked there, looked at the menu at the Brown Derby and said, wow, I really can't eat here. You know, like that was like food not for me and really expensive. No, thank you.
Right. Yeah. No, that's definitely a what am I the Pope situation.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Hey, let's start the show for Ray's benefit.
All right.
I like that guy too.
Hello.
And there's so much news. Hi. It's going to be a long show.
It's going to be a short show. There's that pictures of Samurai's Legos.
That's true. That does cut most of that segment, even though he does have the list.
Oh, good. Well, I'll just go quickly through the list then.
Okay.
And it'll work out.
All right.
Show always works out.
All right. True Believers, welcome to the 410th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, I'm back from vacation. We got Ray, we got Ian. How's it going?
Good.
Hi.
Good. Good deals. I rode the Sneetch's train too. Good times. Good
times. The what?
There's a Sneetch's train in Dr. Seuss Land. Yeah.
Oh, is it Dr. Seuss Land in Universal?
Yeah, the Cat in Hat ride, the Sneetch's train.
Ah,
good stuff. Men in Black. We did
the train cars. Do they alternate like stars and no stars?
You know, I honestly didn't notice.
That's the whole point of the story, Craig.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't notice.
I hate talking to you. I'm never asking another follow-up question again. It's official.
So this is picking up the week of, it's January 31st, look at that, through February 7th. And your 7-day 4-star crash!
Follow-ups.
That was funny. I forgot what I was doing. All right. On the 22nd, there was Sandman versus a Spider-Man. Did you Sandman your Sandblaster way to victory?
That's very likely. I've got a... he's in good shape, so he could probably win a fight against Spider-Man.
All right. This week, you've got She-Thor versus Ragnarok.
Mm.
You can smite him.
Oh, I think I got that done already, actually.
Oh, well, look at that. Look at you go.
I think if you played it, you got it done. You have her champed at a 5-3-5, so yeah, it's...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's real good.
You smite away and off you go.
Yeah.
And then coming up next week is good old Dupe fighting somebody. I don't know.
Well, we'll try to puzzle it out. That's clearly Captain Zap Brannigan.
Yes.
Is there someone who he would call Captain Zap?
No, I had asked Samurai the same thing. I was like, Zap Brannigan? And he gave me an answer. What was his answer? I've already forgotten.
Man, so, I have already not learned my valuable lesson from 1 minute ago.
Right.
Why do you keep asking me things?
I'm done. Oh, man. So, yeah, I'm fresh out of dupe.
Yeah, so you don't have a dupe? I'm a little surprised.
Nah, yeah, well, sometimes.
You got to prioritize.
Due to my low levels of play, and now I've crossed the threshold, so it's 1,200 to roster.
Right.
A new person. So occasionally I have things on the vine, and occasionally I have to make choices, and comedy characters always get cut before if I have a choice of I'm going to roster A, B, or C, and C is a comedy character and A and B aren't, I'm absolutely going to pick them.
Right. Yeah, totally. I get that.
Did he delete it out of the chat?
Who did?
Well, no, he posted the infographic and I said, why is that Brannigan? And then he gave me an answer and now I can't find it in the chat.
Oh, because Zap Brannigan is the head of Dupe. It's the organization of planets in Futurama.
Hmm. There you go.
So it's unknown who Dupe is going to fight. He just was making a dupe of Dupe to be extra funny, I think.
Sure. All right, in Story World, Hearts of Darkness, Doctor Strange, a new character in there, and some Hunter Shards. Placement is India, Spider-Man, and some Worthy Peggy. That is followed up by a team alliance event, Ian, starting tomorrow.
Oh, I'll participate a little bit. It's not Apocalypse again.
No, it is the Syndicate Showdown.
Ooh, I don't know what that is.
We'll get you...
Is that new?
I don't know that. What do I
Sorry,
know?
Sorry, what I meant things. To say was Ray. Is that new? Have they run that before?
I'm not familiar with that name, so I'm out as well.
Yeah, that doesn't immediately sound familiar. I'm intrigued.
All right, what's going to get you Echo, Madrox, and Hunter... On the Alliance side, you're going to get multiple Daredevil covers, Madrox covers, and another Hunter. It also has one of those heroic mode things going on, where you will get the Daredevil Vigilante costume, if you complete that.
Oh.
And Puzzle Gauntlet is also going to be running, where you can get the Hope Summers support.
Hmm. I don't know if I need that one, but still pretty cool.
The Soul Season, Ray, you got 4 days left.
Yeah, that's probably not happening.
Right now, God of Lies is running Loki, Star-Lord. Placement is Super Skrull and some Rescue.
How many wins do you have to get for that? It's like 75?
Oh,
no, it's 50. It's 50 this time. I've got 15. I suppose it's still possible, but highly unlikely.
So usually that's required every day in the quest, so I play at least one PvP every day. But I only play the Shield Simulator. Like, I don't play any of the other PvPs.
Right, that's what I've been doing as well.
Yeah.
Syndicate Showdown is, it looks to have Kingpin on the cover. I'm unfamiliar with that at all. I mean,
nice.
I don't remember the names of the different events, but this one, and as we discussed earlier, I completely don't remember that X-Men movie, First Class. I don't remember Kevin Bacon. I don't remember Emma Frost. So clearly my mind's just going. So don't rely on.
All right. I understand.
Yep. Dumped a bunch of short-term, long-term memory for additional storage. That movie's not good. It gets his brain hacked by a dolphin.
Yeah. It was the best Shadowrun movie ever made.
Sure. I'll give you. All right, let's go to the news. There's so much news.
Sure.
Didn't they make another Shadowrun movie?
Oh, did they? If they did, let me know.
I think they did. And again, if we're saying, you know, Johnny Mnemonic being loosely based on Shadowrun,
right.
I feel like there was a straight-to-Netflix movie that starred Will Smith and an orc, which was secretly about race relations, but they used the Shadowrun world as cover. What was it called? Like Bright or something like that? Does
that ring a bell to anybody?
That
does ring a bell.
There is a movie called Bright, yeah.
Yeah. Samurai and Sluggo agree. That means I'm somewhat accurate.
Is this movie in any way as good or better than Johnny Mnemonic?
I didn't watch it.
Okay.
It seemed like it was preachy. I don't like to be preached at while I'm waiting for a movie.
Mm. Yeah, it's got Will Smith. How good could it be?
I don't know. I think he's a fine actor. I'm still mad at him. But I think he's a fine actor.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
I'm sorry, Chris Rock.
I hit you, Chris Rock? I'm sorry, Chris Rock.
Right. Samurai says, if you have a candidate for the best Shadowrun-style movie, send it to us in the mailbag next
week. Yeah, I'm done with that. Why not? All right. In case for this does not affect Ian, I don't know. Maybe I don't think so. You run on Steam, right? That has nothing to do with this. Anyway, Facebook. You can't do the Facebook stuff no more. Okay. So you need to transfer your backups from Facebook to something else.
Yeah. I hope that works well for everyone. One of our Alliance members had a serious problem with their backup and lost, I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks of playtime. They just couldn't log in. But they got the account restored. But I did it yesterday, transferred it over, and it was like 2 minutes and everything works fine. So hopefully it does the same for everyone else.
I clicked the button and it said okay, and it took like 10 seconds. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Oh, mine didn't. Mine wasn't that quick, but.
It was like, hey, do you want to transfer this to Apple? Once you do, you're not going to get, you know, rewards from Facebook anymore. I said, okay.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right. And I'm like, oh, okay. Apparently Blue Wolf says it works fine on Apple, not so much on the Android. Oh, there you go. Samurai says they posted a note and said, do not do this if you're on Android. Oh, well, I'm glad that it did not affect me because I didn't read that notice.
Wow, if this action has caused your account to be lost, please contact customer service. Yikes.
Oy, yeah, no bueno. All right, let's, I got these in some kind of randomish order, but let's get to it.
Okay.
Hey, Doctor Strange, 5-star variety, is getting a rework.
Yo. What?
Recently reworked.
Wow, good job for that old man. He's been around for a while. The OG 5-star, 3-star?
Yeah.
Before it was a thing, yeah.
I think he made it a thing.
Yeah, well, he was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but I mean an every time kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the Crimson Bands of Sidorak, which for some reason are still not red, is gone from a cost of 9 down to 6.
Ooh.
So it converts a chosen basic tile into a one-turn countdown tile, then stuns the target.
Oh.
For one turn. The tile destroys 3 enemy AP of its color and deals 6,000 damage each turn.
Each of the one turn?
Okay. Well, as you go up in level, it does go up to a 2-turn stun. It is no longer a 3-turn stun.
Okay.
But it now does more damage. Which I don't think, to be honest with you, I ever noticed that it ever did damage. I always just use it to stun people.
So it does more damage and less stun, or more stun and more damage?
Less stun, more damage, less cost.
Mm.
And destroys AP, which if it did that before, I also did notice.
That doesn't ring a bell.
No, it did nothing with AP previously. I'm not sure I'm happy with that, but okay.
Oh, well, hold on to this one. The Eye of Agamotto.
Ooh, does it do something now?
Well, the AP cost went from 11 to 0. It's now a passive power. At the start of your turn, if one does not exist, create an Eye of Agamotto tile. This tile activates each turn, removing a random enemy strike, attack, protect, invisibility, or trap tile. Ooh, gets rid of invisibility. I like that. The eye cannot be matched and doesn't fall. If no enemy tiles exist, instead, gain a blue AP and a yellow AP.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty solid. If nothing else, you're generating blue and yellow every turn.
Well, and it's there all the time. That is a huge improvement.
Yeah, that's a big buff on that one. The Flames of Saltines. Passive, you know, the good old, when the enemy fires a power, you deal a boatload of damage back. If you remember the yellow one, this one has the cost of 10, where you can fire it and deal more damage, unlike the 3-star variety, right, which, you know, you can't fire. But now this one does burstable team health, which it did no healing before.
Oh, so it heals now.
Yeah, so it now deals like 40,000 damage and heals the team for a burst of about 8,000.
Wow. Yeah, because the 3-star would do some healing, but the 5-star would do an active attack, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's got a little bit of burst healing, doing good damage. Purple seems way better. Blue I can deal with one less stun, I guess, because you're kind of saving that, because you're saving 3 AP when you fire it now. The cost went down from 9 to 6, so I don't know. It sounds good.
And you're gaining AP. Well, no, it destroys enemy AP. Okay.
Right, but the Eye of Agamotto is giving you blue and yellow if there's no special tiles.
Yeah.
So he's got his own little battery of his own, but he can get rid of invisibility, which is nice. Gets rid of trap. It's pretty good. I like it.
I mostly like it.
All right. Let me close that one. Let's go to... There's a new character. Let's go to that.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
This is Aldrif, Odin's daughter. Not to be confused with Thor's daughter, who does all the athletic stuff on the TV.
Yeah, who used to do CrossFit before it was a commonplace thing.
Yeah.
Annie.
Yeah, that's Annie Thor's daughter.
Yep.
This is Angela Odin's daughter.
That's right. But the first time I read that, I was like, Annie Thor's daughter? I'm like, oh, Angela Odin's daughter. I'm like, because my brain went straight to it. So obviously she's going to feed Odin. That makes sense.
That seems logical.
Red Power, Hunter of the Heavens. AP cost of 7. Select an enemy character to become Angela's prey and deal a poop house amount of damage to them. That's funny. Ignoring projectiles and airborne. All right, so she can shoot you out the air, apparently. Passive, on battle start and the start of Angela's turn, if she has no prey, the target becomes prey. Well, wait, if it's doing that passively, why am I ever spending 7 AP to make someone... I guess if I want to pick someone different as my prey? I guess so. Angela takes 10% reduced damage from her prey and deals an extra hit of damage when she attacks him. Ooh, extra hits. Or it's good with the Koye. And whenever they make a match or firepower, Angela deals damage to them. There you go, look at that. Extra damage all over. As you go up in level, at level 5, you are taking 50% reduced damage from your prey. And dealing, let's say at level 370, you're dealing an extra hit of 746 and 1868 on the first attack. All right, so if you can get her to tank from the prey, you're going to have a whole lot of damage reduction there. All right. The yellow power, nothing for nothing. Hey, it's a passive, cost of 0. At the start of your turn, if Angela's team has taken a total of 806 damage since the last time this ability was triggered, create a 19 strength projectile. Whenever her allies fire a power, create a 19 strength projectile. You know, it really should be worded if they take 806 or more, because the chance of you taking 806 exactly seems small. As you go up in level, those tiles get stronger. The black power. I have no idea what that is. Naglfar Beacon. I don't know what a Naglfar is. AP cost of 8. Deal damage to the enemy team, ignoring airborne. Well, I like that. Create a 3-turn dead god repeater tile that deals damage each turn and creates a copy of itself when activated or matched away if there are less than 3 dead god repeaters. If this power is fired when there are already 3 or more dead god repeaters, fortify one of them. As you go up in level, damage increases, and you will eventually be able to fortify all 3 of your dead gods if you make a new dead god. That's wacky.
So Naglfar, by the way, is the Old Norse nail farer. It is the boat made up entirely of the fingernails and toenails of the dead.
Gross.
Oh, that doesn't seem seaworthy and a little bit gross, but I support you.
It ferries hordes of the dead to battle with the gods.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Hence the need for a beacon. That's not good.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. So there is the Angela and Friends Vault, which ends apparently today, because we're a little bit behind on this. She was in there along with the goddess of thunder as well in that vault. So you still got, if you're listening to this tomorrow, well, then you're out of luck.
Where's this vault?
The Angela and Friends vault. It started on the 28th, ends tonight at 11 p.m.
All right, on.
Her PvP appears to be called Asgard's Assassin. That is ending tonight. No, that ended at noon. So never mind. Ignore that. Strike that. Reverse it.
Right.
All right. So there you go. Angela, Odin's daughter. All right. So there was a poll on who you would like the next 4-star to be.
Right. I keep not doing that poll.
Uh-oh.
But I want to know more about it. Because I can only see the covers. Because every time I try to go to vote, it says I have to sign in to do it. And I absolutely just won't. Well, I don't know why, yeah, but I won't.
Yeah, let me read you your choices here.
Yeah.
All right, you've got Toad.
Sure.
I'm a big fan of Toad.
You can select three, choices. By the way.
Yeah, you've got three of these. What is there, 10? Yeah, 3 of 10. So Toad, okay. That was one of my choices. Mm-hmm. Number 2, Zebediah Kilgrave, the Purple Man.
Oh, yeah, he's high on the list.
I selected him, too. He was my number 3.
Yeah, he was.
Then you had Bob, Agent of Hydra. I skipped that because joke character.
Right.
Sauron, he's the guy who wants to turn everyone into dinosaurs through their DNA, right?
Yeah, he's the one that the newest human. Oh wait, no, Sauron. I was confusing him with Annihilus. Yes, he's the pterodactyl man.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got Boom Boom. Let's go back to my room. Maximus, the Inhumans, because we need more Inhumans. Oh, we don't need more Inhumans. And then Ian, here's your number 1.
Uh oh.
Paste Pot Pete.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't need more joke characters. Continue.
Kid Colt, if you want a Western. That might be a cute, you know, add-in to have as, you know, guy with a six-shooter. We talked earlier, Sebastian Shaw, the Black King, but he's got to be a 5-star for me, so I did not vote for him. And then this character, I don't know. I probably should look it up. Wizard, Bentley Whitman. I don't know who that is.
Oh, he stole Iron Man's armor at some point and menaces him.
Oh.
If I remember correctly. I think he was a pivotal player in Armor Wars, but I might be conflating him with someone else. Yeah, I think that Purple Man is the winner of that. He would be my number 1.
Toad?
Toad, and then probably Sauron. I like your argument for an improved Sebastian Shaw.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he would totally make the list as
well. Oh, yeah. I would love to see the Black King in the game, but I think he needs to be a 5-star.
But, I mean, it was exciting to see, you know, 10 characters that are definitely coming to the game in the future. That's my other issue with the polls.
Yeah.
They should just be saying, what order would you like us to release these characters in?
History did kind of work out that way. All right, let's move on. We have release notes. Are you sitting down? We got a clue.
Oh, I am. I got a new cushion for my chair. I'm ready to
go. Ooh, fancy. Mm-hmm. The clue is Teen Machine. I got nothing on this one.
I was very much like one of the people on Reddit who said I immediately thought Cyborg. Oh, wait, that's...
Yep, yep, okay. Wrong universe. Right.
Yep.
Yep, that's what I was like. I was like, was that sitcom Small Wonder a Marvel product?
Wonder what happened to that actress. Wonder what she's doing nowadays.
There is
Who is she?
I don't know, but I'm going to IMDb Small Wonder. Give me...
There is a Marvel comic called Machine Team... That seems a little too obvious.
That's a little on the nose.
Is there anything in the Spider-Woman upcoming?
Oh, in the Madam Web situation?
Right, I got no idea.
Right, that's coming out. I have no idea, to be honest. Where am I and what's happening? Oh, well, are any of the robot characters young? Like, what about Warlock? Is that a robot that hangs out with Alpha Flight?
He's not really a robot, but I mean, I suppose you could go.
I thought he was.
I mean, he is a machine.
Okay. Like, is he young?
He was when he joined.
In machine years?
What was that? New Mutants. He was young then.
All right. That's my vote.
All right. So the robot girl from Small Wonder was played by Tiffany Brissett, who apparently made commercials for Care Bears, Florida Orange Juice, IBM, and good old Jell-O Pudding Pops with Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Nice.
Small Wonder appears to be her big thing, although she did appear in one episode of Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Nice.
7 episodes of a show called Equal Justice.
That doesn't ring a bell.
But
I also don't remember anything about that show, except there was one episode where her nemesis was a boy android from the Soviet Union. It was super 80s, and it felt delicious back then.
That sounds amazing. All right, well, there you go.
Is she that one in the blue blazer? Are you looking at the Discord?
I do not have the Discord up.
Okay.
I mean, sure, why not?
I don't know. There's two possible options. I was just guessing.
There's like five women in that picture.
There's only two brunettes.
I don't know which one's her. I can't identify her.
That's fine. You shouldn't need to. Right. It's weird.
Anything else for the news? There's a lot of news.
No. Nope, we covered all the rest of the stuff pre-show.
All right, let's move on then to, what do we have? It's Always Sunny in Xandar. Gore is a serial killer. Serial god killer, that is.
Yeah. All right, let's chat about the four-star character Gore, the god butcher. It appears his powers are perhaps black, yellow, and purple. Let's talk about them. Edge of Spite and Shadow costs 9 black AP. Has he been recently reworked? Because I'm on an old page, and I don't know if it's still accurate.
I don't think he was reworked, was he?
Not to my knowledge.
All right, so for 9 black AP, let's see what he does once I skip past all these words. Deal 42 damage to a random enemy for each of Gore's shadow minions on the board. Then, if the target has less than 20% health remaining, down them. Otherwise, Gore deals damage equal to 10% of the target's maximum health, ignoring all strike and protect tiles. That scales up to 222 damage per minion, downs a target at 25% health or less, and otherwise deals damage equal to 20% of the maximum health. That's, all right. I'm already confused. Let's move on to yellow. Nightmare Fuel, 7 yellow AP. Create 3 2-turn fortified black shadow minion repeater tiles, maximum 3, that deal 93 damage to a random enemy. Passive at the start of the battle, Gore creates 2 2-turn fortified black shadow minion repeater tiles. For each of his shadow minions on the board, Gore takes 5% less damage from enemy matches and abilities, and while Gore has 1 or more shadow minions on the board, he takes no extra damage from enemy strike tiles. Whenever one of Gore's shadow minions is destroyed, he gains 2 yellow AP. As that scales up, we are creating 3 one-turn tiles for a maximum of 5 minions, dealing 146 damage, the repeater tile, and Gore takes 10% less damage from enemy matches and abilities. All right. Your own weapons. It's a purple passive ability. Let's see. Whenever an enemy places more than 6 strike, attack, or protect tiles on the board in a turn, at the start of the turn, Gore converts all new enemy tiles of those type to basic tiles, dealing 37 damage per tile and increasing his match damage by this total, evenly divided amongst his tile strengths. Gore then creates a 4-turn countdown tile, dealing damage equal to 1 times converted total match damage.
Oh, no. Heart attack.
All right, I'm bigger better. Let's see what he does eventually. All right. This scales up. We're activated on 3 tile placements in a turn. Gore creates a 3-turn countdown tile, dealing damage equal to 3 times the total match damage. All right. Let's see what I've managed to piece together from this, which is certainly not my first hearing, but as far as my brain is concerned, my first hearing of this Gore the God Butcher character. He seems exceptionally niche, and I'm not sure that he is even good at what he is exceptionally niche for, which seems to be countering strike tile spamming. So I guess he is meant to be, is he supposed to be some kind of foil for Polaris?
I don't know, maybe. I mean, if you do match a couple of special tiles, she'll put 6. So, I guess so.
Right. So, I'm not really sure. I mean, I'd have to see how this all scales up. But again, without knowing anything about him, in my mind, his yellow seems important because those minion repeater tiles seem important to make all his other abilities go. So, I have to assume that yellow is a key here, but I don't know that it needs to be a 5. You just need to get it to that level 4, so you're making 3 one-turn tiles for a maximum of 5 minions. Mm-hmm. What's the passives do? Let's see.
Whoa, this is like a thing here. Ray and I have the same build, and it's the most popular build.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, this is crazy.
That is nuts.
Okay, tell me about it, because there's a lot. Is he a 5-4-4 by chance?
Yes.
Wow. That's wild.
Second option is a 4-4-5.
Okay. I can accept both. Well, good.
But, yeah, I don't... every time, like, the opponent's team fires off what's it called? A team power.
Right.
And it's gore. I'm like, all right, that does nothing.
That's mostly true.
Yeah, poor gore. Well, he tried. I just know so little about him. I'm unable to watch the movie, and I do love Christian Bale, though.
Christian Bale was the best part of that movie.
Yeah, you were correct.
Yeah. He's a really, really enjoyable actor.
Definitely does not need screaming goats.
Yeah. I was okay with the goats. The goats actually made me laugh.
Every time?
It was, no, like the second time I laughed.
Like they started to wear on me after a while. I'm like, all right, I got it.
Yeah.
Was it like a separate element, or what did they give, like, voice credits to what is it, Teeth Gnasher and Teeth Grinder? Something like that? What are his goat's names to pull his hair?
That sounds right. Those names sound correct.
Okay.
I don't know if they got special call-out credits, you know, if it was some celebrity name behind that.
I didn't know if they just made screaming goat noises or if they had voices.
Oh, no, just screaming goats.
Okay. Got it. Screaming goats are funny. Kids like that. That makes them laugh.
That movie is god-awful.
Well, there you have it. That's Gore, the God Butcher. That's what Sonny and Zand are.
All right, let's move on to acting. Thank you. Ian, what we got?
Oh, my goodness. Well, big time this week, but we're starting with Craig.
Oh, God.
And it's none other than, you guessed it, Drew Barrymore.
That's right. Been in love with Drew since I was like 10 years old. I think she was like 7 or 8 at the time.
Apparently. That's what I was going to say.
You know, once you watch E.T. and Gert comes on the screen, you know it's all about Gert.
You're a weirdo.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so, you know, I love me some Drew. I'm not sure how well she fits into any kind of an action sequence. I mean, they did the Charlie's Angels, you know, and all, but those movies weren't really all that good, even though they did feature Drew Barrymore. But I decided to go with the Princess Magistrix of the Shi'ar Empire, Xavier's girlfriend, Lilandra.
I am okay with that.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be angry.
I don't know what
pick,
I was expecting, but it feels unexpected.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I don't, you know, like I said, I love Drew, but she's not really, you know, a combatant type to me. So I was trying to think where else I could put her in the thing. And I thought, you know, here she, you know, it gives her some royal status. You know, she gets to have a romance with another major character, you know, gets that going. That's where I ended up.
All right. See, I'm feeling that, because here's the direction I went.
All right.
So, again, I didn't want her to have too much action, but she did need some action because, you know, it's a lot of action-based adventures going on here in Marvel. And I figured with Daredevil Born Again coming out, we'll be able to, you know, recognize or re-recognize anybody from that Daredevil universe that we weren't sure about whether it was going to become canon or not. And I thought, Drew Barrymore. I wonder where I could find someone with experience playing a child actress who was abused and spit out by Hollywood and then went on to go take out her frustrations on villains. So you guessed it. Patricia Walker, none other than the Hellcat, will be played by Drew Barrymore.
I mean, she does have that experience of getting beat up by Hollywood.
She does.
Somehow she survived all those years of horrible drug use and escapades that, you know, could happen back then that, in theory don't happen anymore with Harvey Weinstein. But
hopefully a little bit less.
Yeah.
Nothing is 100% perfect.
That's true.
Except for delicious Florida orange juice. But yeah, other than that.
Yeah, hopefully Hollywood's a slightly safer place nowadays.
Hopefully.
I don't hate that slightly. What do you got, Ray?
I don't hate it either. I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
So,
Ray, where are you at?
The same kind of theory that have a bit of a a romance with the main character of the movie. But the idea that I really tried. I can't place her in a role where she's like a superhero or even has superpowers. Like, I had problem with it. So
I understand.
In a throwback to her role in Scream, I think she should play Gwen Stacy in the Spider-Man where Gwen Stacy dies.
I mean, you know, 30 years ago, she could have, you know, done that a little bit better.
Sure.
Yeah. Again, she doesn't have to start today.
Yeah.
So that's why I understand what Craig is saying, but I hear what you're saying. She would be a fine Gwen Stacy. It is hard to give her superpowers. That was really what motivated me. I was like, Hellcat's superpowers are really super adjacent. Or at least they could be. I'm sure Hellcat has some superhuman strength and agility and whatnot.
Did you know that Erica Eleniak was also in E.T.? Sorry, I got distracted.
No. Who's Erica? Who is that?
Erica.
She's a model. Right?
Yeah, she's like a supermodel. Well, in the 80s.
Yeah, well, what did she play in E.T.?
Pretty Girl.
Oh, well, they got that casting pretty well good.
Nailed it.
Was she in anything that I've seen?
Wasn't she in that ridiculous, why can't I think of his name? Under Siege? I think that was her in Under Siege.
Oh, she jumps out of a cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's her. I know her. Yeah, no, you were right. I just didn't remember what her last name was. Yes, yeah, Baywatchy Playboy type girl who was in Steven Seagal's movie.
Yeah.
But somehow yes. Samurai already has the GIF.
I'm nervous. See, I can see that the GIFs, but I haven't clicked on Discord in a while, so the GIF hasn't activated. And I'm like, I know what she's wearing when she pops out of that cake. I don't know if it's Discord appropriate.
Well, it's only from the back, but I'm still going to say not really.
Yeah, but I clicked on it anyway.
Yeah, I did too. Once I remembered, I was like, wait a minute. I do want that to happen. I think Samurai just got banned by himself.
I was thinking that Craig's numbers were off, but she was 7, and I think you were 9 when that movie came out. So
yeah, that's what I thought. You know,
I knew you were similar in age, but yeah. I don't know. It seemed off, but no, you were right on.
Yeah, Drew's like what, 47, right?
48.
Oh, I don't know. Yes. I closed it.
Okay. Yeah.
I think she's 48.
Could be. I don't actually know Drew's birthday, so I don't know when, you know.
Neither do I, but I think she's about 48.
Yeah.
She is currently 48. Yes.
There you go.
See, I like to believe she's somewhere in between your and I's age.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of people are in between my age and your age.
Right, that's true. I'm forever 24.
Ian's been 25 years old for 25 years.
I know.
This never gets
then
any older.
I try to do things, and I'm like, oh, it's all so hard.
All right. Well, that was good. Who we got next week, Ian?
Next week, we have none other than actor, director, comic book enthusiast, Mr. Kevin Smith.
Yeah, the fat man on Batman.
That's true.
But he's not really all that fat anymore.
No, he lost a ton of weight.
So, there you go. The Smodcast man himself, Kevin Smith. You know, we got so close to having Jay on that show that one time. So yeah. Close.
I wasn't that close.
It was real close. I talked to him on the phone.
I know. I didn't say our hearts weren't filled with hope, but I just said it wasn't that close.
Yeah, and then the Puzzle Quest people dashed all of our hopes.
Yeah.
Crushed us.
Tournament didn't come together in an appropriate way. Everybody got confused. That's fine.
So close to having Jay on the show.
Another time.
Yep.
Another time, I'm sure.
All right, let's see what's in the mailbag. Willie, what you got?
Thespify.
Not a whole lot, however. And I remember this is from 2 weeks ago. Stink Bomb says he heard Craig said, quote, I went to Ollie's, end quote, and felt compelled to share this pure internet gold. So I will throw this in the Discord. This is a YouTube of Luke Skywalker, who bought a $220 lightsaber from Fred's Dollar Store. It is a Star Wars overdub where they kind of go by the lip syncing and just make up the words they think they say. It's humorous. I don't know about solid gold from the internet, Stink Bomb, but, you know. he says it is a craftsman's steady craft and it is true treasure. But, go take a look at it when you get a chance.
The lightsabers are $300 down at Disney.
Well,
what?
Fred's Dollar Store, you can get a discount.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that much, was it?
Yeah, for the fancy ones on the shelf, they were $2.99.
Oh, no, this was the build-your-own experience. Why would you not take the build-your-own experience, Craig?
Because you can get one of the fancy ones. It's pre-made.
Build your own, dude!
But it doesn't do what the fancy one does.
It does! It's close. Mm. It's super nice. Mm. You get to pick your own kyber crystal. You get to build it from scratch. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only other comment we got was from MB Perp. He says he has a new segment suggestion.
All right.
The status of Craig's Venom.
So far, not so good. give me a few more weeks. I need more covers of that new power.
I have one green cover.
Yeah.
It's not going too well.
Hey, not that this is related in any way, but that Lifesavers thing made me think of candy.
Yeah.
And the fruit stripe gum is no more.
Yeah, I heard it was being discontinued.
I was sad.
That time.
Yeah, that gum stunk.
That gum was delicious for 10 seconds at a time. Absolutely
no way.
Delicious.
That gum can take itself and Hubba Bubba and go for a walk.
It had fancy temporary tattoos, you know, on every wrapper. Good stuff, fruit stripe.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bubblicious was all there was. Bubble Yum was acceptable as well.
Yeah.
Especially when they had those flavors that had like the one kind of flavor in the core and a different flavor on the outside. Mm.
Samurai's apparently a big fan of Big League Chew. I also enjoy Big League Chew. That shredded grape.
Big League Chew, right.
Oh, so good.
Big League Chew, bubble tape, also acceptable. Mm. I'm just saying, I don't like Double Bubble. I don't like Hubba Bubba. And I definitely don't like Fruit Stripe Gum.
Mm. How do you feel about Juicy Fruit?
I like Juicy Fruit.
Again, it's a very short-acting gum, though.
I like most of Wrigley's gums.
Okay.
Anyway, that's all that's in the mailbag.
How do you feel about the old-school gums, like Beemans or Clove? You like those?
No, those are gross.
No, Clove...
Peach nut is also gross.
Clove gum is delicious.
No.
Yes.
No.
Absolutely delicious. And slightly numbs your mouth. It's a fun time.
And what?
Slightly numbs your mouth.
Oh, ugh, no.
Mm, I love Clove gum. So good.
Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. We're just skipping the boosted characters, right? Or are you going to read it real fast?
Oh, I'm reading it. Don't you worry.
Then once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right, let me hop out of the infographic, which I'm going to enjoy here in a minute, and hop back into the Discord where I think that list is floating around.
You want me to repost it?
Scroll up enough. No, I see it.
Okay.
Let's see. We're going quick. So we'll say, oh, well, good. Quicksilver. Peggy Carter, Iron Carter, the all-new Honey Badger, Cyclops,
Scott,
and Black Panther are the 3 stars that will be boosted this go-round. The boosted 4 stars appear to be Wolfsbane, the 2099th Spider-Man, good old MODOK, Android Jim, and Worthy Cap, recently reworked so that he is less effective. But MODOK was also recently reworked, so he's slightly more effective. And let's see, everybody's favorite 5 stars. Oh, man.
I know, boost the Mighty Thor.
Was Chasm reworked ever? Because didn't he break the game or make people sad? Or are we excited
he still makes people
still,
sad. I don't know that he was reworked.
All right.
Oh, he so did get there. A nerf. He still makes me sad, but apparently he did get a nerf.
Ah, right on. Gargantos, the all-new Kamala Khan, and Dr. Thor, Mighty Thor.
Love Dr. Thor.
That's some good living in 5-star land if you live there. That sounds like a bunch of good boosts. So, and then, let me blow this back up. If you do check out the infographic, there are a lot of entertaining builds that I have never seen before that of what appears to be Samurai's Lego collection. Man, yeah, that set. He's got a set of the Natural History Museum.
That one's cool.
It's amazing. Yeah. What a great set. It's really specific and weird, but that's what makes it even more appealing. Why is there someone washing the windows?
Why not?
Because it doesn't make any sense. I love the Chinese New Year one. That looks cool. Cargo plane. Hey, look, the side blows open just like a real cargo plane. And random dude pushing a wheelbarrow.
The Florida man set. An ATV police officer chasing a jewel thief with a wheelbarrow. Yeah.
That tracks.
Yeah, I agree. That probably happens in the panhandle every now and again. But this Natural History Museum is amazing. I absolutely love it. I'm going to investigate and consider getting it if it is under $250.
Or if it even still exists.
Yeah, I may have dreamt it. Samurai may have made it up. He's sinister. But anyway, that's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
I'm just going to check the price here real quick. It is $299.99.
Ooh, that's a little rich for my blood.
But it's available
although,
now.
I figure, here's my figuring that I was figuring earlier. I've been enjoying all these new conspiracy theories about Taylor Swift being a psyop and the Super Bowl being rigged. I figure the best way to test the accuracy of that is to simply bet it all on the Chiefs. If you know that she's a psyop and you know that they can't lose,
yeah,
FanDuel let you put a big amount on the Chiefs. Why wouldn't you? That's a bet you cannot lose if you believe that conspiracy theory. So please, I encourage all of you who believe these conspiracy theories, bet all of your life savings on the Chiefs.
I love conspiracy theories. I still don't want to lose that much money. Because I was more enjoying the other.
You won't lose. But I was, it's rigged. It's true.
I was more enjoying the other conspiracy theory about the Super Bowl colors, where it clearly told me that it was going to be 49ers Baltimore because it was purple and gold.
It has been accurate for the last 5 years in a row.
Yeah,
right?
But not this year, son.
Well, because someone blew the lid off it with the stupid TikTok, and now they had to cover it up.
Hmm. So that was the whole Taylor Swift plan to start with. They're like, all right, well,
no, that's a whole other. There's so many. You have no idea. I think she is the Illuminati.
Oh.
She runs everything in this country.
Turns out she's going to be a Rothschild. She's not actually from the suburbs of Philadelphia.
I thought she was just a nice person who sang some good music, but what do I know?
I did see somebody posted a thing saying that new news from the NFL, Usher has been injured and is in the hospital, so he's just being replaced with Taylor Swift. And I was like, I'm okay with that.
Oh, dude, that would be the best half. That would be the second best halftime
Wouldn't
show.
Wouldn't that be amazing if they're like, Usher couldn't make it, but Taylor's in the building, so she's just going to bust out some songs.
Right. I have nothing against Usher. I just don't care.
Right. If she came out and did stuff, I'd be like, sweet.
I think she'll be too tired, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she can't sleep the whole way over from Japan. I'm sure she's got a super comfy bed on her private jet.
All right. I'll let her know that she can do that.
All right. What are we doing?
Probably we're going to do pop pop, but I don't know. You may have added something or taken something from the show.
Oh, first let me say thank you to Mystify.
I did.
All right. Ian, hit us with some cold pop pop.
Pop pop. All right. Let's start at the low end and work up to the medium end. So this week, now, as always, I have to preface this with, I seem to be a little prejudiced against K-pop. Against boy bands, and against too many members in a group. So we're already three strikes down when we're talking about Kravity. And let me tell you what else I hate about them. I hate that name. What a gross name. It sounds like someone decided to combine the words, like, crevice and gravity. That's all I can come up with. It's terrible. It doesn't make any sense to me. I listened to their song. I didn't love it. And there's nine of them. Nine. And they're all men, so nine thumbs down for me, nine thumbs down for Kravity. Dilly-dally, I picked it because that's a funny word to say. It's a really song I didn't enjoy. I can't even say that, you know, sometimes I back up my grousing with, I'm sure they're fine, I just didn't enjoy them. I didn't like Kravity. I don't want them to continue to be successful, and I don't think they're that good. They're very confusing. Didn't like it. I'll try to bring you something better next week. I got something in the queue that I'm going to move up the line.
All right. What did you drink while listening to this, though?
Well, it wasn't exactly simultaneously, but the third and final beverage in my Stewart's Holiday 3-pack was the good old-fashioned Stewart's Root Beer. And as far as root beers go, it is probably the third best root beer that I've had out there. You know, in my humble root beer experience, I still think IBC is my favorite, and the Appalachian Brewing Company down in Harrisburg makes my second favorite. But this Stewart's, it's not too creamy like Mug. It's not too bitter like Dad's. It's not flat in flavor like Barks. It's a nice...
How did you feel about the A&W when Long John Silver sat that in the ice-cold mugs?
It was neat, but I didn't like it. I don't like A&W root beer.
Hmm.
Those frosted mugs really made it, though.
Yeah, they really boosted it up to, yeah. to very, very likable, mm-hmm. but it's still, it wouldn't make my top five list, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good drink. I was happy to have had it, and you know, it made a great and yummy gift. So if you get a chance to try, if you haven't already tried Stewart's original root beer, I say it comes recommended. So yeah, thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnify
for that little bit of pop.
Hey, just got a notification. Ian's got Marvel Puzzle Quest open.
I do. I was on the job. I figured I could start opening Puzzle Quest while I was talking about Pop because I didn't need any notes because I already know everything I need to know about Stewart's root beer.
Then open a token, son.
I got a bunch of ads to close and windows to close. Give me just a moment. My game just updated. It's a whole thing.
So I'm going to go for one then.
Too late.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can still go for one, but I already got a Carolina Dean Rising Sun.
That's sad.
I don't know. It might be something I can use. I mean, I won't use it, but see, I knew I needed it. That takes her to a 5-4-1.
So my single one is a 4-star General Reserves for Bishop.
I'm going to do like half a dozen. Let's see what we get. Star-Lord, Sleight of Hand. Peggy Carter, Legendary Presence. Goddess of Thor, Smite. Negasonic, Deal With It. MODOK, Doomsday Plan, and a purple, Worthy Peggy, The Calm. So, there you go. One purple. It gets my,
that's pretty good.
Gets my Peggy to a 2-3-4. Not too shabby there.
Did you see that Fofobos had your back mid-segment? You were busy opening tokens. But as soon as Ray said General Reserves, he said, General Reserves? And saluted.
Nice.
Yeah. I thought it was gold, too.
That is gold. Yeah, have a major dilemma going on. Major dilemma. thanks always to our original OG sponsor, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, known as the Soon to Be Named Network, can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com. You will find this podcast broadcasting along several other great shows to broaden your listening horizons. Find this all at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
No. That was a short show, and we are well past 10 o'clock. Craig has been asleep for 12 full minutes.
I know. I did. I think I muted my phone, so I don't think you heard the go-to-sleep music. So
I did not. Oh, okay. You did. I don't know what's going on with you.
Yeah, look at that.
You've been replaced by some sort of body snatcher situation while you were down in Florida.
That's it. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us back here this week. Comment suggestions. Send something into Willie's mailbag. We want to hear from everybody on any topic. We don't care what it's about. You can ask us what our favorite shoe size is. I don't know.
But if you specifically want to talk about Shadowrun adjacent films.
Yeah, sure.
We would love to know more.
Yeah, totally. If you want to throw us a bone, go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy something there, and we will get some kickback on the return. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, don't fall in love with a psionic spider. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.